Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
Before I get you guys caught up on a couple of things that caught my attention when I was on vacation. I love traveling because of cultural differences. I want to share a couple of them with you here in just a couple of seconds. Before I do that, though, Amanda, my girlfriend, took me yesterday to what I consider the devil's playground right now, and that is Hobby Lobby. You talk about an aggressive place right now because the decorations are going fast, really fast. So as we're walking around and I am totally and completely useless, she says, "Will you just go grab us a buggy?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Will you grab us a buggy?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's a buggy." And then she points at the thing and it's a cart.
A shopping cart.
I have never heard it referred to as a buggy before. So I started making fun of her, and she's like, "You're an idiot. That's the only thing I've ever called it." But you know when you have certain vernacular for things, you think the whole world does? Have you called these things buggies or carts your entire life?
I always thought it was, like, just depending on where you grew up and what area, like, what part of the country you grew up in. Because some people, like, you know, some people call it buggy, some people call it cart. I've always called it a shopping cart.
I've always called it a shopping cart. I've never heard it called buggy. If someone said buggy, I would look for the car. I wouldn't even think of car.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always called it a shopping cart too, but I do think buggy is like a southern thing maybe. It might be like a southern vernacular that people use. So in Georgia, obviously, it's just going to feel very normal to be like, obviously, it's a buggy.
But even when you're returning the carts, it says return carts here. It doesn't say buggies, does it?
Oh, no, it's a cart, but buggy is a really common term. I've heard them called buggies by multiple people, but never the store. The store will always call it like a shopping cart or a cart.
Okay. All right. Let's forget about that. All right. So Amanda and I went to Argentina for Thanksgiving. And what I love about traveling so much are cultural differences. But while there wasn't like one reoccurring theme the entire week, I wanted to share some experiences with you in Argentina that I thought you guys might find interesting. The first thing, I love these cultural differences, but there's one I can't really attach to. In Argentina, when they greet you, they do the kiss on the cheek thing.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
The double kiss?
The double kiss thing?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really get into that.
It's weird?
It's weird as an American to meet somebody for the first time, especially with a pandemic in our rearview mirror, and we're still kissing each other on the cheek.
Yeah, no. Well, right now, well, if you have kids, it's cold and flu season, and everybody's got a snotty nose, and I'm like, let's just keep distance. I just need distance.
I thought about coming in here today and not saying anything, and like when Jackson walked in here in front of the mic, just kiss him on the cheek. Because you just don't do that in our country, right? The people in Argentina, there are two things that happened in Argentina that I don't know would have ever happened in the United States. So you'll like this, Abby. Amanda found this theater. It's a movie theater that does nothing except play Taylor Swift songs in the pitch dark. Okay. It's just like a movie theater, but a small one, like an independent movie theater we'd have here that probably holds like 75 people. You walk in there and in Spanish on stage, they are telling you all about the speakers. We had no idea exactly what they were talking about, but apparently they're special speakers. And the lights go off completely. There is not one bit of any kind of light from a phone, from like an exit row or anything like that. So it is completely an immersive experience.
Absolutely not.
We'll get into that in a second.
Absolutely not.
Because as Americans, absolutely not.
Yep.
But the rest of the world, they're like, hey, no problem. But we walked in there and we could not buy the tickets online for whatever reason. It just wasn't translating through American Express. So we're like, we'll just get there early, like any American would. You'll go to the box office and you'll buy your tickets. Well, there was no box office. You had to buy them online. And we were telling the dude when we got there, like, we're trying to buy the tickets and we can't. And he's like, I'm sorry, we only take cash here. So we thought our night was over, and he's like, don't worry about it, though. You give me the cash, give me your U.S. dollars, and I will pay for you, and then it won't be a problem at all. Let us write in, no problem. Now, the second part of this whole thing is where you were going. Completely and totally dark, right? Amanda and I found ourselves sort of holding hands really tightly when it first started, because I think that as Americans, we are always sort of wondering where the exit is. Is there a danger factor here? But in this country, there was, everybody was completely at ease. And I don't know that they would fly in this country at all.
I don't have the chill to do that. With the anxiety disorder, there is absolutely no way I'd be sitting there clutching my purse.
Yeah.
Like somebody's going to come steal my stuff, or somebody's going to touch me and I'm not going to know who did it.
Yep. And you could, it was so dark, like you couldn't put your hand in front of your eyes and see your hand. That's how dark it was.
Ooh. Yeah.
And that's for 45 minutes to an hour. And it took us about 15 minutes to settle in because Americans got your head on a swivel all the time, right? So second thing, again, we go and we try to buy tickets online for this orchestra that was playing the songs of Hans Zimmer, which I guess is a conductor, and a lot of his music is in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marvel movies and stuff like that. So we went to go buy our tickets, and it was on a college campus. And again, we arrive and we're like, we are trying to buy these tickets online, but it will not accept our American Express. And the guy's taking a look at the tickets and takes a look at us, and he goes, just be my guests. And he takes us up to the second row.
Are you serious?
That's cool.
Totally and completely free.
Nice.
And we were debating, like, in our country, would that ever have happened, or would they have turned you away?
They probably would have turned you away.
Yeah. Right?
For sure.
But in other
it also helps that Amanda's really hot.
Yeah, I guess so. Had I been there solo, he probably would have. You got to go.
Yeah.
a couple of other things I just wanted to share with you guys also is that, you know, you hear about this passion about soccer around the world, right? Well, we had a tour guide one day that took us around downtown and was showing us all these historical sites. And when she took us to lunch, it was one of these tours where you eat and you drink at 10 different places. And she was telling us about soccer culture there, and said that she knows more than one family, like two or three families, that love soccer so much that they sold their vehicles so they could get tickets to World Cup games.
Oh my gosh.
They will give it all up for soccer matches. And there's also a team there called Boca Juniors, and they have an arch rival. It's one of the most heated rivals and rivalries in soccer. They're called River Plate. They don't allow fans from opposing teams into the stadium. You can't even buy tickets. You have to buy your tickets through the club. So you can't even go on a Ticketmaster. You have to know somebody that is part of the club in order to get into the stadium. And you can't wear anybody else's colors into your own home stadium.
That is different.
Wow.
And it's such a prestigious position to be the president of Boca Junior that the former president of Argentina is trying to become the president of Boca Juniors and couldn't. That's how crazy soccer culture is down there.
That's insane.
So that's why when you look around the United States and you think we know what we're doing in other parts of the world, it is nutty, man.
I'm still just floored you went on an eating and drinking tour because...
And took tango lessons.
Dude, wait, what?
Your boy is whipped.
What? Damn bad.
Your boy is whipped bad.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.